Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Hello, listeners. Welcome again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today I have chosen Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All evildoers shall be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You have poured over me fresh oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. If you are a regular listener of Lutheran Radio UK, you have probably heard a brief segment where a young girl named Gabby is asked by a friend to play together on Sunday morning. Gabby would love to go, but she says no. She attends Sunday school on those mornings. Her friend is shocked and asks, "Don't you get bored of going to school on Sunday?" Well, of course, Gabby's response is a resounding, "Of course not. I love Sunday school. I learn about Jesus and everything he is and does for us." Well, Gabby, I'm with you. I love church on Sunday mornings, too. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, I love to give thanks to the Lord for all he has given to me, especially his steadfast love and faithfulness. I love to sing praises of thanks to his name and celebrate in his house, where we receive his word and forgiveness of all our sins, with songs and instruments, remembering all that he has done for us and continues to do for us. I know we can sing God's praise wherever we are, but it is special in church, in worship, where we gather with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to sing our praises to the Most High. Not one of the Most Highs or the really up there Most High, but the one and only Most High, God the Father, Creator of all things visible and invisible. And as much as I love to sing and praise God, even that is a blessing from God. His works have made me glad. His works of loving, protecting, guiding, and preserving a remnant of his people to worship him through all ages, including us now. Setting aside for a moment any struggles you might be experiencing right now, can you think of three things that you would count as blessings from God, our Most High? And how does that make you feel? Can you think of one more, anything good in your life that you know is a blessing from God? Isn't it a relief to take a quick break from the heavy burden of stress, just for a bit, to thank God for the little things? A smile from a neighbor, a comforting phone call from your loved one, enough extra money to buy your child a treat. Or maybe it's big things, a new job, a car that runs, a safe house in which to live, a recovery from an accident. You, dear friend in Christ, are like the palm trees that grow tall and strong and beautiful. All believers who live for Christ, worshiping together to pray, praise the Lord and give thanks to him, are not like some scrappy, dusty, weak-branched bush that lives a short, unnoticed, and perishable life. We are not like the foolish or stupid man who might appear to be living a great life, having visibly more and better blessings than us, yet does not know God. No, baptized and believing Christians are made strong in Christ and are exalted above the wicked who reject the saving works of Christ. Exalted perhaps not by the world's standards, but because we belong to Christ and our salvation is sure. The fools who reject Christ are doomed to destruction forever, while the Lord is on high forever. Because of Christ, His mighty works, death, resurrection, and the continuing power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we are the victors. He keeps us rooted in His Word so that even in our old age, we remain His, and eternal life in heaven is ours. Have you ever seen what sometimes happens when a football team wins a big game? Players rejoice by lifting the cooler of water and dumping it unceremoniously over the coach's head. Well, for the Israelites, one act for them that displayed great joy was to have their head anointed with oil. And of course, for them, this act had much greater and lasting meaning of being counted as one of God's own. We, too, are anointed for God's purpose. God works in our lives, and His creations are great and vast, and His thoughts are deep. Too deep, actually, for any human to completely comprehend. In fact, the saying, "They don't even know what they don't know," comes to mind. Thanks be to God for the gift of faith and trust. We carry on praising Him and singing, for we are glad for all He has done for us. We are never too old to declare that God is the rock of our salvation, and He, being upright and righteous, is worthy today, tomorrow, and always to be praised. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for all good things in our life, for the seasons of growing and harvesting, for the sun and rain and wind, for the beauty of the earth and all that is in it. We thank You for the family and friends in our lives who love You and encourage us in our faith. And Lord, we thank You most for Your Word and the life, death, and resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ, which opened for us the gates of heaven. Keep our hearts glad that we might praise You forever, morning, noon, and night. In Your name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.